Hello, this is Patrick Joseph, and you're listening to the Enter the Shell show. It is the Enter the Shell show, now streaming on Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com for details. And I am joined by friend of the show, and I want to say my friend, and superstar comedian Ralph Figueroa. You can visit him on his Twitter, at ComicRalph21, and follow him every day. Every day follow him, and every day you give out new, fantastic, funny things. And most importantly, dude, you have a residency at the Hollywood Improv for Refried Fridays. How's that been going?
It's been going awesome, actually. It's been one of the greatest shows I've been able to be a part of. And just getting to meet all the celebrities out there is just phenomenal.
Who have you met? I want the details.
Dave Chappelle, Angela Johnson, Dane Cook, Craig Robinson.
Dude, I've met Craig Robinson before. Yeah. I was at the, not to name drop or anything like that, but I was at the Playboy Mansion. And he was there. And, dude, he has an infinity for the small female. Like,
he's a big dude.
Huge
dude. He's a huge dude.
Huge dude. He could crush these girls, like, in 2 seconds. It's ridiculous. And he finds that attractive. And that's cool. That's cool. Do you kind of linger the same way? Do you like skinny girls?
No, actually, I like a little bit of the meat on the bones. Too skinny? Eh. I'll break them, son.
You've been... But that's a good thing.
I like them. I like them thick. I like them thick. I like to bite. You know, I like to bite on something. You know?
Like some meat on those bones.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yes sir. I like the bacon. Fuck yeah.
You've been touring extensively all over California, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been getting to be a grind for you?
It's very exhausting, to be honest with you. But it's all part of the job, you know. And I love doing what I do. To be able to stand in front of you know, hundreds of people, and just to bring a smile and laughter to them after they've had a shitty day at work, it's the most awesome thing I could do. So I love it. You know, I'm never going to complain about it.
Well, you're on the road. Do you have to take dumps in, like, foreign restrooms and stuff? Do you
Dude, that is, like, the weirdest thing. Because I'm not like a germaphobe or anything like that, but it's just, I'm so picky about where I take a dump, bro. It's just... Even sometimes, like, man, I don't even want to pee in here. We pee standing up, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is disgusting, you know? So, yeah, that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird sometimes, you know?
I read on your Twitter that you were taking, I guess, a dump in a restroom with disco music.
Yeah, they had disco music. It was at a TGI Fridays.
Oh, mistake number one.
Yeah, and I couldn't hold it. I was just like, damn it, you know? I was too far away from home. I was like, fuck, I got to drop the deuce. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, is there really fucking disco? Like, the Bee Gees were on and shit, you know? And I'm like, that's why it just came to me. Like, man, did John Travolta have the same problem I did or some shit? Because it was awkward, bro. Because I started doing the little walk and shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, I'm dropping a deuce, and I'm walking, son. You know?
You're getting some mileage out of that.
Dropping the Browns at the Super Bowl with style, you know what I mean? That was cool.
Well, also on your Twitter, which, let me give that out one more time, at ComicRalph21. And pretty soon you're going to have Handsome Devil Comic up, right? .com?
Yes, HandsomeDevilComic.com.
Yeah. Look for it very soon, very soon. I read on your Twitter that you had the best barbecue in the mall.
Yeah, dude.
That's very surprising because every mall that I go to, it's a surefire bet that every place there, every restaurant sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And you consider it mall food.
It surprised the hell out of me. I was starving, and I was just like, yeah, should I wait? And so they were giving out samples. So this little Asian lady says, hey, you want a sample? I'm like, all right, cool. And I had this little piece of barbecue chicken, and I was like, wow. I was like, all right, this is dope. And then she says, oh, we got some spare ribs, too. So I tried a little piece of the meat. I was like, oh, I'm sold. So I got the combo deal, you know, with half spare ribs. And
where was this at? What
it was at the West Covina Mall, actually.
Dude, is the West Covina Mall just not coming up lately? Like, it's just they're building. It's getting more ginormouser and ginormouser.
Yeah, it's humongous in there. So, and they're just, you know, they're creating, you know, that food court. It's really good, and even the sides were good. I was like, am I eating the best barbecue ever at the mall? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with the world these days, you know? So, no, it was dope. It didn't, you know, because sometimes I eat barbecue and it just, like, runs right through me, you know what I'm saying? Or either that it makes me sleepy. Like, that was just, like, perfect. It was just right the right amount of food, not too expensive.
How much was it, like, 20 bucks?
Nah, I was like, $8.
That is not expensive for mall food.
That was $8 for the combo. And, you know, with the soda and everything, I was like, oh, this is dope.
Nice.
So I liked it, yeah.
Well, we are having such a huge show today. It's, like, ridiculous. First and foremost, we have you in today. We have Ralph Figueroa, the great comedian. And coming up next, we're going to be talking with Rusty, and he's from Imaginary Cities. Now, right now, they are on tour with the Pixies.
No shit.
Shit, dude.
Wow. All right. That's dope.
Yeah. So we're going to be hearing from him live coming up while he's on tour. We got that. But I'm going to give you a little appetize of Imaginary Cities, okay? We are going to hear the song Ride This Out, and that's on their album that you can get now called Temporary Resident. And we'll have more with Ralph right here on the Enter the Shell Show.
Just another one of those nights I needed, staying up late one more time to piece it all together now, all together now. I'm gonna ride this out, breaking my back trying to defeat it. Nobody can read in me, but I'm depleted. All together now, all together now. I'm gonna ride.
It is the Enter the Shell Show, and with me now is Rusty from Imaginary Cities. How's it going, man?
It's going super good. How are you?
It's going cool. I wish I was in your shoes, though, right now, because you are on tour with the Pixies, and how's that going so far?
It's going pretty swimmingly so far. This is just the third, we're at our third show right now, and so far it's been harmonious and work with their crew nicely, and they're all very nice to us and great crowds, great venues. It's pretty exciting.
Tell me about your rider. Do you have anything crazy on your rider? Like you need like three dogs and four virgins or anything like that?
You know, for this tour, we actually rode out a pretty large rider because on some of these larger tours, there's a big budget even for the opening band to have nice big riders. I'd say the strangest thing, which isn't that strange if you think about it, is we put new socks on the rider because socks tend to get dirty on the road. But we have a pretty modest standard rider of a case of beer and a couple bottles of wine and some soft drink varieties.
You know, you do bring up a very interesting topic, though. Your feet. People don't pay enough attention to their feet, and, you know, with great putting on socks and, you know, just really taking care of them, like, you have to, you know? So thank you for championing that.
You're the spokesman of all feet. Yeah. To all the foot fetishers, Rusty just opened the door wide open. Thank you, Rusty.
So
you're welcome, guys.
So your new album, Temporary Resident, has been getting critical acclaim everywhere. Everybody's just been orgasming over it. But can you honestly tell me how it's been doing out in the wild now that it's been released?
You know what? I think it's been doing pretty well, considering how the music industry has changed over the last decade. You know, record sales are the numbers mean different things than they used to. You know, you definitely don't sell as many hard copies. You sell a lot on iTunes or what have you. But I think considering the fact that we're a new band and this is our first CD and we've only actually been playing live for about 10 months, I'm pretty proud and happy at how it's been doing so far. It's been received quite nicely.
Yeah. It seems that on this album that you're using a lot of keyboards and synth. These are kind of at the core of your sound. Is that what you guys were going for?
I don't think, you know, we weren't necessarily going for anything in particular. When Marty and I started writing, it was just sort of on a whim. She was playing in a Motown cover band at a bar that I was doing sound at, and I just really loved the sound of her voice. And I wrote a Motown song for her to sing on, and that turned out great. And then she asked me to work on a demo of one of her songs, and that turned out great. And then from then on, we just kind of got together casually whenever we both had time and made songs for just for the fun of it. And each song sort of just started from a little seed or a little blueprint and kind of grew. And we wouldn't leave the studio until we were done that day with the CD that we could take home of a new song. And so each song grew in its own day into its own thing. It's kind of opposite from how most bands would record, which is be a band and play lots of shows and get your songs tight and then go into the studio. We just did the record, the two of us, and kind of built each song from scratch and decided what sound should go on next. And if it didn't work, we'd try something else. And there's an interesting kind of backwards way to do it, but I think in the end, it still has a cohesive sound to the record, especially with Marty's voice,
yeah,
being as unique as it is.
And not only that, but you are a just multi-talented musician. You do almost every instrument on the album, right?
Yeah, except for drums on one of the songs and a violin, which I really wish I could play. I don't play the violin or the saxophone. There's a saxophone on there, too.
Are you going to try to learn those?
I have been been hinting at my mom for years that I'd love some kind of crappy violin for Christmas to learn Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on and hopefully eventually be able to put it on my own songs.
Did you say your mom, bro?
Yeah, I love my mom. So what?
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure.
My mom still buys me Christmas presents.
Nice. Okay, I'll tell you what. We are going to hear Hummingbird, and we're going to have more with Rusty coming up next right here on the End of the Shell Show. Enter the Shell Show, and on the phone with us, we got Rusty from Imaginary Cities. And when I first heard that your name was Rusty, I imagined Chevy Chase on Vacation because that was the name of his son. Is that where your name comes from?
No. I wish, I guess. You know, my name is actually Dana, but everyone's been calling me, and that's a girl's name, I know.
Yeah, I was about to ask that, too.
Name? Ralph's about to make fun
totally
of you again.
Like as in Dana Plato? All right, cool. All right.
No, it's just, I started playing in a band with guys in their 30s and 40s when I was about 15, and they nicknamed me Rusty, and sort of everyone I was introduced into the music scene in Winnipeg through them. was introduced to me as Rusty and sort of stuck.
That's kind of ironic because you would think that they would be the rusty ones, right? By then, they were
oldies,
right?
Eh?
See, that's funny. Damn old people.
Yeah, oldies.
Oldies.
And now I'm the old guy in the band.
Yeah, look at you, look at
Grandpa
you,
Grandpa Rusty. All right.
How many tattoos do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, are you addicted to them, or because after everyone gets inked, they can't just have one; they have to have more than one. So
you know, that's a funny question too, because it is a little bit addictive, and it's fun and exhilarating to get a new tattoo. But and I was thinking of another one I'd like to get. I actually just said today to our tour manager, I think I'm going to get one. I have a friend who played in a band called the Constantine from Toronto, who did actually our artwork on our record, and he did a prison style one on my arm the last time I was in Toronto. But then there's I don't want to look like one of those typical band guys who's just tattooed from head to toe, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
then it's just kind of look, because you can get those tattoo sleeves from dollar stores and they look just as real as real tattoos.
Is that your new thing now? You go to dollar stores looking at tattoos?
Actually, when I was on tour with the Weaker Thens in Australia last year, we were on this tour that was just, it was like really loud screamo kind of band, and then the Weaker Thens, which are very different, and so we actually went to a dollar store and got tattoo sleeves so we'd fit in on stage with them.
It turned out
pretty funny. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna ask my mom for a tattoo
for tattoo sleeves.
Yeah. That's what I want for Christmas.
you're like, can you go to the Todo 99 cents? We don't have 99 cents stores where I live. We have Todo 99.
We have Todo. Yeah, we're in the ghetto.
I hear that you've been doing some bartending as well. Do you have a favorite drink that you like to make?
Do I have a favorite drink I make?
Yeah. Or have you made us a drink?
You know what I like to do when I get there in the morning? Not in the morning, okay. But to start my day of bartending. But we all have our own drinks that we make, but I like to combine all of the sweet flavored ones, like Drambuie and Bailey's and Kahlua and Cointreau and whatever the sweet ones are, just have like a pint of the gross, like Christmas kind of treat, sweet treat kind of liqueurs. And it's kind of girly, I guess, but
yeah.
Do you put like a little umbrella in it too?
It's like a big badass glass of chocolate milk.
So okay, do you drink it with your pinky up though? I mean, is that the protocol? I don't know.
Oh man! In terms of your future direction, what is it going to be?
Well, we are on tour with the Pixies until about April or May 9th or 8th or something like that, and then we have about a month off. And Marty and I have about 8 or 9 songs that we want to go start demoing for the next record, and then we just a summer full of, you know, typical summer festivals and outdoor shows like that, what have you. And I think we might be going to Australia in September, and we're going to Germany in October. So we definitely still have a pretty busy year ahead of us.
Nice. You should go check out their website, and that's imaginarycities.ca. We're going to have the link on Enter the Shell, just so you can maybe catch them wherever you're at. I think it's going to be a great time. Well, tell me, for those people that haven't seen you perform live, what's it like when seeing you guys perform?
For the live show?
Yep.
There's a lot of articles and press and pictures of just Marty and myself, and it sort of started that way because we made the record, just the two of us, but we've had this great band together for, you know, the last 10 months, and it's a full live rock production, and it's the songs you'd hear on the record, but in a live setting, and maybe a little bit rockier, less acoustic guitars, more electric guitars.
Cool. Well, my guest has been Rusty from Imaginary Cities. And, dude, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're really pressed for time. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you have to run to soundcheck. Go check them out, imaginarycities.ca. And we'd love to hear more from you. And thanks so much for being on the show. All right?
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Coming up next, we are going to hear Cherry Blossom Tree from their debut album. And we're going to have more with Ralph. We're going to put him in the celebrity corner. That's coming up next right here on the End of the Shell show.
I hiked out to the country on a path of self-discovery, but all I found was a cherry blossom tree. I sat beneath it humming melodies, hypnotized by a silent breeze that traced the edges of this cherry blossom tree. So cross me, cherry blossom tree, for you have witnessed it all. You've seen the world change suddenly at its height.
And we are back right here on the Enter the Shell show. And Ralph, how'd you like Rusty?
Rusty was cool, dude. I was just, I was hoping he had a better reason why he got the name Rusty, like the Rusty Trombone or something like that, you know? That would have been cool, bro.
Yes.
And if your listeners don't know what a Rusty Trombone is, look it up. That is the funniest shit ever.
I'm sure his parents, that's what they were thinking. They're like, oh, we should name him after a Rusty Trombone. And they're like, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. No.
Well, no, remember his real name is Dana or something like that.
which is worse, Dana or Rusty?
I definitely would have changed Dana because that's a chick name. So that's cool. Rusty's a cool dude, though. Yeah. I like them, man. I like them.
It's now time to get into the celebrity corner. Here's kind of a look at what's happening in Hollywood. So regardless of where you stand, well, actually, I want to know where you stand. Well, let's just put it there. Shrek the movie. What do you think?
The last one?
Just in general. What do you think about Shrek and its...
I love those movies, man. They're awesome.
Well, it turns out that Eddie Murphy is no longer going to be doing that. Whoa. Whoa. Right now...
Tatas.
Whoa. Whoa. Right now, Ralph just got this a phone call, and it's from a very, very spicy female. Kind of just distracted
voluptuous.
Us. Yeah, very voluptuous. Wow. But Eddie Murphy is no longer going to reprise his role as Donkey. He's over it. He's over Shrek. And I just want to know if you're over Shrek or not.
Wow, they're still going to make more?
That's what I said. I was like, you know what? They finished it off perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, they should have just ended that series. And I mean, it seemed like they ended on a good note.
Yeah.
Now, would I blame him for not wanting to do it? I mean, you know, I think he wants to do other stuff. But, I mean, it was a good resurgence for him because, you know, Eddie wasn't really doing big stuff that was mainstream. And, you know, a lot of controversies that he was in at the time. And then so this kind of brought him back into it, you know, because he had all the problems with with his wife and all this other shit.
And hookers.
Yeah.
And
so, but, you know, honestly, you know, as a comic, you know, Eddie Murphy is one of my favorite, you know, comics out there, you know. And so, you know, I was glad. And he just brought something to that character of Donkey. And I don't blame him for getting it.
Yeah, but Donkey was essentially Eddie Murphy. It was Eddie Murphy's hype and his just kind of the way he was, just kind of going bonkers off the wall everywhere.
That's what made it dope, though. You know what I mean? That's what kind of really, really brought out, because Shrek's demeanor of, you know, very... very low key and just always angry, and you get this Donkey that's just, you know, on Red Bull all the time and shit. That's awesome, dude. I loved the role.
Nice.
Loved it.
Paul McCartney is going to put out a collection of him covering his music that he did. All the stuff that he did with Wings and just all of his like solo stuff. And this is who he's tapped to be in this project with himself. He picked some people from Kiss, B.B. King, Paul Rogers. You may recognize Paul Rogers. He's from Bad Company. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel, Garth Brooks, and get this, The Cure.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. I'm happy that he did that because Robert Smith is absolutely fantastic.
One of the best songwriters of our time. Best.
What is it about the Latino population that we just love Robert Smith? We love The Cure. Is there an explanation?
I think it's just because our hair at some point when we were kids just looked like Robert Smith. We didn't have money for the barbers and shit. You know, now like they're all faded up, like the situation with all these squiggly lines and shit. See, back when we were kids, we had little afros and shit. You know, we looked like Robert Smith. You know, I remember my tia looked like Robert Smith, the fucked up makeup and all that. Yeah. But now it's just, I don't know. It's same thing with some of the other bands, like Depeche Mode and the Smiths and Morrissey. And something. The Latinos were just really drawn to that music. And I think that some of that music really touched us. You know, it's phenomenal music. I love The Cure.
Moving right along, I'm about to tell you a true story. This just happened to me a few days ago.
Did you have pants on in this?
I did.
Okay, just want to make sure.
So I'm driving on the 105 freeway headed east. Okay. And for all of you that are not familiar with the 105, it's like right by the LAX airport. And as I'm driving, I'm in, you know, fantastic LA traffic, bumper to bumper. In front of me, there's a like 1990 Honda Accord. And upon further inspection, I see it looked like cash out of the not the bumper, but like right on top where they closed the trunk. It was caught between the trunk and the bumper, that little wedge right there.
Okay.
And we were in traffic, so like every car was stopped. Dude, what is it? So, against my better judgment, and kids, do not try this at home. I stopped my car, ran, got the piece of paper, and it was $1,000.
Get the fuck
out of here. It was $1,000 bill. I had 1 second to be like, what do I do? Do I keep this or do I give it to the owner of the vehicle?
Wait, this is while you were on the freeway?
While I was on the I stopped the car.
Attention, CHP, I'm glad you're not listening to this shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro?
Dude, $1,000.
Is that even a real note?
I didn't know. So I didn't know what to do because I was like, okay, $1,000 is going to really affect someone's life. If I take this, it'll affect my life in such a positive way.
In a 90 Honda Accord.
What is it? Right?
What would he be doing with that? Like, okay, A, he was in a bank robbery. B, he's in the mafia and he's just trying to be low pro, you know. He doesn't want to drive in the, you know, Chrysler 300 or some shit. Are you kidding me, bro?
I shit you not. And what did I do in that split second? I said, you know what? This $1,000, I don't know if it's real. And I think it'll cause a lot of trouble in my life if I keep it. I ran to the door. I wish I would have videotaped it because it was the most unbelievable thing.
So you got out of your car in the middle of the freeway while there's traffic, pull the bill out, and then you walk over to this guy's fucking door.
Oh, well, I ran over. I knocked on his door, and he rolled it down. I was like, dude, you left this. And I just threw it in, and then I just scrambled right to my car because I didn't want him asking questions. I didn't want him anything. I was like, you know what? I don't need this $1,000. If it's fake. And then too, I was like, dude, you're right. Because it was like such an old vehicle. And I was like, dude, this has to be fake. This cannot be real. And if I go somewhere and I try to pass this off, guess who might be in deep? Dude.
This story would have been so much better if you were saying, if you'd said, I'm not wearing pants in the whole time. So that would have been dope.
Well, I was wearing shorts.
Oh, shit.
So what would you have done in that situation? Obviously, everyone tells me I did the wrong thing for some reason.
By giving him the $1,000 bill?
Yeah.
I mean, in that split second, you didn't see if it was fake or not? Or
It looked real. But here's the thing. It looked new. And it looked too real to be true. And I was just like, you know what? I had no idea what
to do. First of all, I wouldn't have even got out of my car. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I probably just would have rear-ended that fucker. Because I'm pretty sure he didn't have insurance anyway.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the thing would have popped open and the bills would have fell out. And then I'd be like, oh, no, we're stuck in traffic, you know?
Yeah. So.
That was the most random story I've ever heard.
It just happened the other day. I was like, I have to tell somebody this.
Oh, man.
I have to. It's about time we talk about the artist of the week. And we're trying something new. We are going to get on the horn here, Andy, who right now is kind of taking over artist of the week. And maybe he can give us some clues as to who this week's artist of the week is. Let's see. Let's see if he answers. It's ringing, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Andy? You are on with Turtle and Ralph right here on the End of the Shell show. How's it going?
It's going. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing cool. We were just talking about something that just happened to me, and I want your perspective. I was on the freeway the other day, and I found a $1,000 bill, and I gave it back to the person.
No, but tell him what kind of car he was driving first, bro.
It was like a 1990 Honda Accord. It was black.
Does that
as well.
Sound, does that sound legit? No, well. Does that sound legit?
Wait, a 1990 Honda Accord with a $1,000 bill?
Yeah.
You gave it back to the guy?
Yeah.
If he's driving a 1990s Honda Accord, he probably needs it.
Right?
I'm thinking he robbed a bank or he killed somebody, a mobster or something. That's what I'm thinking. But
yeah.
Well, if he's got a $1,000 bill, then, you know, who knows what this guy's robbing. Mm. So I wouldn't mess with him, and I would give that back to him.
Nice.
Now, what was the driver? What, you didn't describe the driver. What did he look like?
He was Mexican. And
was he a cholo or something?
Well, here's the thing, and this is what baffled me. He was wearing a TC, which is the twins, right?
The twins. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to. Hold on, just 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's not right.
Sorry about that.
No worries. You're hustling. We're like, oh, what's going on?
What?
And and he was Mexican, obviously. And
we're on the 105, bro. Of course.
Yeah, of course. And right by Plaza Mexico.
Oh shit.
Yeah. See. So yeah, and he looked at me like I didn't even do him a favor. Like nothing. Like just like screw you, guy.
Like, I make it rain, bitch. I make it rain.
He looked at me like I was the idiot. Like I wouldn't have done that. Andy, tell us, give us this week's clues for Artist of the Week.
All right. Well, this week's Artist of the Week comes to us all the way from Rhode Island. And this punk rocker with a heart of oak has graced his way up the indie charts for the past 15 years. That's depending on which band you think he's part of. But he's still got a whole lot of walking to do. Who is this political practitioner? Find out on Friday for your musical remedy and see where all the rude boys have gone.
Those were clues right there. Those last two. I'm like, I'm no idiot. I think those were clues.
I hope so.
I want to say, is it Jason Mraz?
No.
No, I thought Remedy was. But what about you, Ralph?
Bro, I have no idea.
Okay. How about this? This Friday, log on to Enter the Shell.
I'm curious to know who it is, though.
All right. Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, I want to find out.
I can't tell you on air.
No, don't tell me now. But that's, no, you got me thinking about it. Yeah. I'm on Friday? Check. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm doing it.
Andy, thanks again so much for calling in. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me. All right, guys.
Bye. There it is. I'll tell you what. We are going to do shout-outs and find out the moral of the show. All that coming up next. We're going to still hear some more music from Imaginary Cities. And this is Say You right here on the End of the Shell show.
I went out into the darkness. Darkness turned to light. And when I found my freedom, he said that freedom wasn't mine. I crossed the mighty ocean to watch you from afar. I climb the highest mountain to see just where you are. Say you, say you, say you.
Now time for shout-outs, and to get a shout-out is very easy. You can comment on End of the Shell. You can leave a comment on Facebook, and we're going to shout you out, say thank you for thinking of us. So here are a few shout outs that I'd like to give out. I'd like to give one out to Tiffany Galindo, John Ingles, and there's this guy, his username is Brother-in-Law. Now, whether he's my brother-in-law or not, I doubt it, because Fred wouldn't do something like that. Fred wouldn't say, "You're my bro. I'm your brother-in-law," you know?
It's all formal and shit. Now, if you met Fred, you'd know why. Yeah,
exactly. Right now, you'd be laughing, too. Do you have any shout-outs that you'd like to give out?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all my bitches. No, I'm just kidding. to all the listeners that follow me. That come to a lot of the shows. You guys know who you are. All of my followers on Twitter and Facebook. You guys are awesome. Thank you for all the support to my family. So
nice. And I also want to give a shout out to Stitcher Radio. They are our content streaming partner. Log on to Stitcher.com for details. And fun fact about today's show, it's not coming from NoHo 2 Studio. But I do want to give them a shout out and give them some love. Log on to NoHo2.com. We usually do a show there, but, you know, every now and then I like to do it in the home studio. What do you think about the home studio?
The home studio is dope, bro. The food is delicious.
Right?
Pants are optional.
Completely optional.
It's awesome, dude. I don't know if we could do that in the studio, man. So.
I don't know if Mark would let us do that at all. Let's find out the moral of today's show, shall we? Start up the Dentalizer 3000. Refried Fridays, bathroom, barbecue, touring, Robert Smith, $1,000, Shrek, 1990 Honda Accord, tattoos, Chevy Chase, and the Pixies. I'll throw some socks. Bam. If you'll open that up and read us the moral.
Do we need to tear this open or what?
Yeah, tear it open.
Well, the moral of today's show is just been one of those weeks where alcohol outweighs friendship.
There it is. Is that an accurate statement?
Wow, yeah. I hate my friends right now. Love your alcohol. Thank you, Newcastle. You're the best around. Never wait to the day. Why did they put that in the Karate Kid movie?
Didn't? The new one with Jaden Smith?
No. I wanted to punch Jackie Chan in the face.
Do it.
When I see him, I'm going to punch him in the neck.
I can't. And when you do it, I want you back here.
And then I'm going to say that, "You're the best around." I'm going to sing the whole fucking bit.
Do it.
That's awesome.
Me and you should learn. I'll learn. I play guitar. I'm not a great player, but like we can do a cover.
Yeah, we should.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
I'm down. And we'll put it on the video and we'll put it up on the site.
Yes. All right. That's awesome.
Cool. My guest has been Ralph Figueroa. Follow him on Twitter at ComicRalph21. And coming extremely soon, HandsomeDoubleComic.com. Be sure to keep that in your browser and just check from there from time to time. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
I got a couple shows coming up.
Yeah, man.
This Friday, the 15th? At 10 o'clock, we have Refried Fridays at the Hollywood Improv. We got some great comics coming out. Joe Medina, Leslie Jones, and I'll be hosting. And then the day after, we'll be at the Brea Improv for The Good, the Bad, and the Funny at 11 o'clock. So if you guys hit me up on my Facebook, which is Handsome Devil Comic, you guys can see all my info there, and you can get free tickets. I get you as many free tickets as you like. So
nice.
Dope shows.
Nice. And I'll have all the links to you on AaronTheShell.com so people can cyber stalk you and stuff like that. Also, I want to give...
You can't rape the willing, bro.
I also want to thank my other guest, Rusty, from Imaginary Cities. Go out and get Temporary Resident available now, and we're going to have the link to purchase that as well. And finally, we're going to leave you with the title track off the title name of the album, and that is Temporary Resident. Thank you so much, Ralph, yet again.
Awesome. You know, it's always a pleasure coming to hang out with you, bro.
Hell yeah. We'll see you next time right here on the End of the Shell Show. We are out of here.
Later.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.